The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to continue our series in advance of the budget. I know the presidential race is sucking up all the political oxygen in the room, but on the 7th of October, we're going to find out how the government's going to spend all of your money and my money next year. So we've talked about the cost of living, about grocery prices, about food inflation. We have talked about taxes and social welfare spending. Today, we are going to talk about health and one aspect of it in particular, health insurance, because we are all staring down the barrel of increased health insurance costs. Well, most of us. Dermot Good is with me, health insurance expert with healthinsuranceireland.ie. Dermot, what is coming down the tracks?
Yeah, good afternoon now, Ciarán. No good news, I'm afraid. I'm literally in the middle of analysis now of the impacts of the price increases coming through in October. If you're lucky, you might get away with maybe around 5% of an increase. I think most people are potentially facing 10%. I have to say, Laya members, in particular, just from the analysis we've done, and this is not on every plan, but on some Laya plans, Ciarán, people will be facing increases of 20 to 27%. So, and what's going on here, what people are missing is that, number one, they're focusing on the average figure that's quoted by the insurance company. So a lot of plans are going up on average 3% in October. But your plan could be going up by multiples of that. So that's number one. But the second thing that everybody seems to be forgetting is that these insurance companies all increased their rates back in January and in March and April. So that's coming your way on top of the October increase. So when you look at the cumulative impact, and just to put those percentages into monetary, you know, figures, some adults will say with VHI could be facing anything from 54 to 370 euro, depending on the plan. And on some of the layer plans, you know, anything from 70 euro for an adult up to 630, 955 on some of the older plans. And by the way, that's for one adult. Mm. A lot of families on the mid-level plans, they're going to potentially have to find another maybe 350 to 400 euro if they stay on the same plan, which obviously we won't be recommending. So there are, you know, people need to brace themselves. This is not going to be just a few euro. It is quite significant what's coming people's way over the next few months.
I want to ask you about how people can find out if they are on a poor value plan in just a moment, but let me introduce Brian Turner, the health economist in UCC. What are the economics underpinning all of this, Brian? Why are private health insurance costs increasing?
I suppose the main reason really is the claims costs are increasing. So the main driver of premiums will be claims costs. Now, why are claims costs increasing? Well, the two main factors are we have a growing and an aging population, and therefore a growing and aging insured population as well, combined with the fact that medical technologies are advancing all the time. Now, that's a good thing from the point of view of the new medical technologies are more effective than what they're replacing, but almost inevitably they're also more expensive. So we have more people being treated, so greater demand for healthcare, and healthcare is also getting more expensive. Now, unfortunately, again, a bit like Dermot, I don't really have any good news on that front, because they're long-term trends and they're showing no signs of changing anytime soon.
Other countries who are ahead of us in terms of those long-term trends, have they done anything to deal with it?
I suppose ultimately, and this might sound very cold, but in terms of economics, you know, when we look at it, basically what's happening is a rationing of healthcare. Now, healthcare can be rationed in a number of different ways. So it can be rationed in terms of affordability when you have something like private health insurance, or it can be rationed in terms of waiting lists as it is in the public system, let's say. So, you know, obviously increasing capacity is the main way of trying to deal with that and not ration care as much as would otherwise be the case. But in terms of increasing capacity, we're competing in essentially a global marketplace for healthcare talent, and there's a shortage of healthcare workers globally. So, you know, we're competing in that market to try and increase capacity under, let's say, the sláinte care plans that we have.
Dermot, how do I know if I'm on a poor value plan?
Yeah, well, look, there's a number of indicators of this. I mean, very quickly, if anybody is spending more than, we'll say, 2,500 or 3,000 euro per adult, there has to be a clear reason. And just on that, I have to say now, every review I've done in the last 2 weeks where somebody has been spending more than 3,000 euro, they have been overspending, and they now have saved on average between 500 and 750 per adult, simply because they're on a dated plan, and they didn't realise that a newer version of their plan, in fact, and sometimes a couple of versions of their plan have been launched in the meantime. So that's a clear indicator. If everybody on the policy is on the same plan, you know, that's another indicator. If you're not on a corporate plan, which once again, just to reiterate, because a lot of people mistakenly believe they don't have access to these schemes. Every plan on the market, irrespective of who it's targeted at or what it's called, is available to everybody, whether you're 26 or 76. And even if you don't have a small excess on your plan, you know, they're just all indicators that you might be overspending. And what I'd say to anybody listening now, like 50 to 60% of people who shop around get a better deal with the same insurance company. So there are people listening now who are thinking they don't want to change insurer for whatever reason, which I fully appreciate, but in most cases, you don't have to. You can get a far better deal with the same insurer. And Kieran, they're launching new plans all the time that people aren't aware of, because just think of the game that's at play there. All the insurance companies have very large corporate clients, and they want to keep those clients, so they give them the best deals. And each year, they are so creative in looking after those clients. You can access those deals if you shop around properly or get advice. You just don't shop around properly. That's really the big mistake that a lot of people are making.
Brian, there was a headline in the newspaper a few weeks ago, Sláintecare, the reason that people's health insurance is increasing. And the copy of the article described it as an unintended consequence. We spoke to Tony O'Brien on the day, the former HSE boss, who said this isn't an unintended consequence. It's not necessarily the consequence that is sought with Sláintecare, but it was always going to be the consequence of Sláintecare. Is he right?
I think he is. I mean, ultimately, Sláintecare is focused on improving the public health system to the point where, ideally, not as many people will want to have health insurance. So in this Sláintecare report, I mean, it's, you know, the headline figure was, you know, 2.8 billion euro a year more being spent on health in the public system, over and above the natural increases for demographic pressures and medical inflation. But what wasn't kind of picked up really in the report, and it's buried deep in the bowels of the report, is that there's an estimate that by the time Sláintecare is fully implemented, people will be spending nearly 1.5 billion euro a year less on private healthcare, from a combination of reduced and removed charges for public services, and also reduced demand for private health insurance. Now, there was no kind of detailed explanation of, you know, how much it was due to each and what the underlying assumptions were. But ultimately, the idea is improve the public system, and then, you know, not as many people will need or want health insurance. And then also separate out the two systems more so than they are at the moment. Mm. So one of the big ticket items in Sláintecare is removing the private practice out of public hospitals, so that anybody with health insurance who wants to be treated privately must be treated in a private hospital. Now, that also has a knock-on implication in terms of the health insurance market, because a lot of the entry-level plans that the health insurers have only cover public hospitals. So once private practice is removed from public hospitals, then those plans are going to have to be reconstituted. Now, I'm sure the insurers are kind of looking ahead at that, but it'll be interesting to see how they square that circle.
Brian Turner, health economist in UCC, Dermot Good, health insurance expert with healthinsuranceireland.ie. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.